This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Chinese tech giant Huawei has sued the U.S. government, the company arguing that legislation Congress passed last year that restricts its business in the United States is unconstitutional. Huawei argues a section of the National Defense Authorization Act violates the constitutional principles of separation of powers and due process. That section bans federal agencies and their contractors from purchasing equipment and services from Huawei. Paul Manafort, who served as President Donald Trump's campaign manager for several months in mid-2016, is set to be sentenced Thursday in federal court for tax and bank fraud. Manafort's lawyers have sought a sentence significantly below the guidelines based on a number of factors. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
First, his health. Manafort's lawyers say he's had debilitating foot pain from gout and is experiencing claustrophobia and isolation from being held mostly in solitary. But prosecutors say those claims don't hold up to scrutiny. Manafort's lawyers also maintain he was unfairly snared by special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian election meddling. To that, prosecutors say Manafort's business dealings were already under investigation before Mueller's appointment. Finally, defense lawyers say Manafort has already forfeited millions in cash and property and suffered public shame. The prosecution says that just shows Manafort has failed to accept that he is responsible for his criminal choices. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least five people were killed and nine others injured Thursday in a car bomb blast outside a restaurant in Mogadishu near Somalia's presidential palace. Casualty totals come from security officials and the owner of the Dalsan restaurant where the explosion occurred. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's special representative for Venezuela pledged on Thursday that Washington would expand the net of sanctions on the South American nation. That includes more on banks supporting disputed President Nicolas Maduro's government. Here's Senator Marco Rubio asking the U.S. envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, about the plan.
What kind of sanctions are being contemplated?
We have sanctioned a number of financial institutions already, and we're going to expand the net. We have under consideration other institutions, which I won't name because we don't want them to get advance notice, but there will be more sanctions on financial institutions that are carrying out the orders of the Maduro regime to steal funds from Venezuela and hide it all around the world.
The United States and dozens of other countries have recognized Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president and increased pressure on Maduro, a socialist, to step down. Even as Islamic State militants are losing the last of their territory in Syria, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East says they remain dangerous. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
They're down to holding less than a single square mile in Syria, their physical caliphate nearly gone. But General Joe Votel says the remaining militants are defiant.
Unrepentant, unbroken, and radicalized.
Telling a House committee they're simply going to ground and waiting for the right time to come back. And the world needs to figure out how to handle them.
This is a serious generational problem that, if not handled properly, will sow the seeds of future violent extremism.
Votel's testimony provides a reality check to President Trump's repeated claims that the Islamic State group has been defeated. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Kremlin-controlled lower house has passed two bills that restrict online criticism of the Russian government and authorizes jail sentences or fines on those who publish erroneous information about the government. The State Duma passed the measures Thursday. The laws call for people found guilty of publishing indecent material that demonstrates disrespect for society, the state, and state symbols of the Russian Federation and government officials to be penalized. Repeat offenders could be sentenced to up to 15 days in jail. Many opponents of the legislation view it as part of a broader Kremlin effort to suppress criticism and tighten control. Officials in South Sudan say holdups in setting up and training a unified army will likely delay formation of a planned transitional unity government. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.